Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about self. We're talking about the things that make us who we are in the world, how we interact with others. And we're looking at the idea of self-acceptance, of courageously being able to start that process of liking and even loving who we are for who we are. And this can be a really great area for all of us to continue to be at the coalface of growth in. There is a real difficult tension for a lot of people between, you know, accepting ourselves as we are and who we are, and the process of self-betterment, of self-improvement. When we think about who we are in the world, there's always a number of different expressions of that. When we think about ourselves, we have a number of pictures of what that looks like. We have an ideal self. We have an actual self. So we have a self that we'd like to be at some point in the future, if all the barriers were removed. We have an actual self. We have a picture of who we are in the here and now, right now. A perceived self, so a self that comes through the looking glass of other people's eyes and how we think other people perceive us. And all of these different pictures of ourself can be influenced by the social group that we're in, the family that we're in, the family dynamics. It can be influenced by mental health issues and stress and how I feel about myself at any particular time. And also intimate relationship dynamics or dynamics in work teams or community organizations. All of these can influence how we view ourselves and whether that's helpful for us or not. What is true for all of us is that we have a set of internal values and ways of structuring how we would like to be in the world. And when we don't live in line with those, when our actions are contrary to those, that produces an uncomfortable amount of dissonance within us, where what we're doing clashes with how we would like to be or how we see ourselves. For a lot of people, usually we know, we can feel that dissonance. We know when our ideal self and our actual self or our actions aren't in alignment, and we sense that dissonance. And that can actually be a really good opportunity to look at how we might be able to remove that dissonance and live more in line with how we'd like to be and who we'd like to be, and actually use that as a guide. The other self that can be really important is to try and get in touch with our authentic self, who we feel we are in the world and how we want to be. And if we can plot our growth in line with that, if we can connect with that and allow it to be in the driver's seat, then that actually allows us to grow in line with that self as opposed to against ourself. Because one of the ways that we do identify ourselves and understand ourselves in the world is in reference to the people around us. And sometimes those people can be quite influential in determining who we are, and that may clash with who we would like to be. It's really important that we get in touch with our own picture of who we are in the world. The last tip is about imperfection. We all would like to be the best version of ourselves that we can, but it is true as well that that best version is always going to be imperfect. We make mistakes. There's things that we might be able to do differently and better. There's things that we may have improved as much as we can, and it's still not perfect. Being self-accepting is a really, really powerful tool in allowing us to be that self. So put yourself first this week with Mind Games.